And I'm back at the Classic of the Country. I'm joined by Koozie Border, longtime Highland basketball coach, and of course now retired from that, but still contributing here coaching-wise and also part of our broadcast team as well throughout the season and certainly during the Classic of the Country. Koozie alongside me right now. And Koozie, I know you're not officially a coach now, but I know you're still around the game and help out where you can, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. You know, one of the things that I love to do, the game's in me forever, right? And you know, whether it's watching some former Lady Hawks play at the college level or, you know, talking to Brady, come and watch the Highland High School girls or, you know, even our junior high program to go watch them and kind of, you know, be somebody that people can talk to and be that. And, yeah, we got a lot of former Lady Hawks that are helping feed the program right now, whether it's, you know, coaching at the junior high or Jenna Stussman and Lydia Miller are coaching our Worcester League elementary team.
You think about former Lady Hawks, Zoe Miller, honored the other night here, getting her jersey retired to Highland. Talk about the Zoe here and what she meant to the program.
Yeah, you know, I mean, well-deserved honor for Zoe, right? I think I did mention on the broadcast last night a little bit that she's the seventh Lady Hawk to have her jersey retired. You know, all seven of those players were won a state championship and were the state player of the year. So, you know, pretty prestigious group. But, yeah, Zoe's hard work and effort you know, speaks for itself. I mean, her numbers were just kind of, I think when we were coaching her and kind of going through that that phase, you know, as coaches, I kind of took it for granted, right? But now to be able to sit back 5 years later and just elaborate on how successful she was, just kind of, you know, really thankful and blessed to have that success with her.
Talking about the coaching here, obviously you and Dave Stable, and you guys were together for so many years here. What was that dynamic like just being not part of a great program, obviously, but obviously a part of great coaches there that were able to coach a lot of great players over the years?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's ironic timing on that question because I just got to talk to some former coaches down there that I've known for years, right? And we all talk about kind of that question. But yeah, it's definitely the consistency in the program and have a feeder program where, you know, when kids learning the basic fundamentals of dribbling, passing, and shooting, defensive, you know, terminology at the younger age, they come through a program where they've got consistency. So when they get to their freshman year, it's not a surprise. You know, I would say the success that Josie Hubble's having right now as a freshman is because of the base that she got in junior high and stuff with that. And we got an awful lot of the younger kids right now in that elementary, junior high group that they're here this weekend soaking it in. That, you know, it won't be long before they're out here at Classic of the Country playing in those type of things. So to be able to have a feeder program and consistency and coaches who teach the right thing early.
That's why you have a tradition like you have at Highland, that's for sure. Now, for you, been a part of the Classic of the Country many years also, Koozie. Talk about your involvement still as far as here at the Classic goes.
You know, for this year, Matt, basically, I kind of knew what to expect, but I wait for Seeger Bonifant to kind of ask me, right? So, but it's, you know, the little behind-the-scenes things to really make the flow successful, and I would say game day management. But it's a lot of getting all the locker room assignments ready to go, getting team hosts set up, getting the PA announcer schedules for all 23 games. So a lot of that stuff is done like early December, usually over the Christmas break. And so the short answer is anything Seeger wants me to do. So
whatever
to
helps.
To make, exactly.
What helps to come, make it come together here. Now, one of the things you're doing for us this year, something new, is interviewing coaches at halftime. That's been a really special addition here. Now, for a guy that has done coaching and also knows a lot of coaches, what's that been like, you getting a chance to talk to these coaches at halftime?
Yeah, you know, really, really good. I mean, I think it's a really added thing to them. And even from a coaching standpoint, you know, when I talked to them before the game, just to give them a warning, I think they really enjoy that because, you know, as teams advance, like we always call it like a mini state tournament. So when you get to that region or state level, you're going to have media interviews. You're going to have to do that. And, you know, no matter what the situation of the game is, whether you're ahead, behind, it's just being able to, you know, say, hey, this is what I want to do in the second half. This is what I've seen, you know, the first half. So yeah, all high school coaches that we've talked to so far this weekend throughout the broadcast have been very receptive and have given great feedback and very open and honest.
It's been a lot of fun, that's for sure. Well, Koozie, for your time, and thanks for what you're doing for us throughout this weekend.
Matt, thank you so much. I always appreciate it.
That's Koozie Border here at the Classic in the Country.